Hello, hello,
Love
everybody.
Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everybody. My name is Will Story Rivera, and I am the owner and writer of Live, Believe, Inspire, which is kind of a movement that inspires all people to live and be a part of a higher consciousness or to raise their awareness in some way. It has been years since I have broadcasted, and it's probably one of my favorite things to do in the world, and I'm not really sure why or when I decided to stop, but I'm very excited to be back with everybody and be back on the air and to just share wisdom and talk with other people and do interviews. This is a very exciting time for me, but I'm excited that we're here today. You know, I'm just very grateful and humbled to be able to do this. If you did want to call in or you do have any questions for today, and if we have enough time, because this is a 30-minute session, then I would encourage you to call. And the number is 516-418-5538. So today's broadcast is, it's called When Things Fall Apart. And it's about living a peaceful life during uncertainty. And I think everybody out there can agree that there's a lot of uncertainty happening right now in the world. I have certainly felt it. It's one of the things that inspired me to really broadcast today and get broadcasting going and talk with people, because I couldn't help but notice how much anger I was feeling a lot of the times, you know, just being angry with random people, being angry at my job, being angry at my family. I realized that there was just a lot going on internally, and it had to do with me, you know, not having control. Honestly, that's really what I think it is. The root of it was just having control and thinking everything should be a certain way. And I just needed to remind myself of some really invaluable lessons that I've learned in the years that I've been studying different, you know, religions and different schools of thought. And I just wanted to share it with everybody today. So I think we're going to start off with, it's no coincidence that the title When Things Fall Apart is actually a title of a book. It was written by a woman named Pema Chodron. She is one of the most inspirational Buddhist teachers I've ever read. I've read all her books. But this one in particular, When Things Fall Apart, is absolutely inspiring. It's one of those books that you read once and then you read again and you read again and you read again, because it's just so good. And it comes to you at a time in your life when you really need it the most. So I wanted to give you a quote from it just to give you a little idea of where she's going with this. And then we'll go into more discussion in general about it. So here we go. It says, when we think that something is going to bring us pleasure, we don't know what's really going to happen. And when we think something is going to give us misery, we don't know what's going to happen. And letting there be room for not knowing is probably the most important thing of all. I love that. So it kind of gives you a idea of where we're going with this, right? And I'm sure a lot of you are probably asking, yeah, okay, so how do we live with peace during uncertainty? You know, how do we find peace during uncertainty? And what do we do? And I think really where I'm going with this is just understanding that, or accepting that in life, nothing is guaranteed. You know, and I know that that sounds so dismal at first, but I do dare you and I do encourage you to keep listening. But that is at a root of all things, you know, and this is especially what this book teaches you, is that there's nothing promised, right? There's nothing guaranteed in life. So we spend all our energy and we waste our lives trying to recreate these zones of safety, right? A safe job, a safe home, safe friends, safe family. And as life goes on, we see that that dream home that we spent 10 years saving for maybe got ruined in a fire, or that car that we thought was going to be the key to solving all our problems just became riddled with mechanic work that's needed, right? Maybe that dream job that we worked for 20 years just closed their doors. Or a more relative one, right? Maybe the pandemic we thought could never possibly happen just happened. So what then, right? What do we do then when there's so much that's out of our control, but it affects us in some way, right? It directly comes in contact with us, and it directly uplifts and shifts our life and does all types of things. So what do we do? Well, one of the things to remember is that nature, like everything in nature, teaches us that safety is an illusion, right? That all that we truly have is here and what is right now. Things are meant to fall apart and things are meant to end. And when we try to hold on to everything and create these attachments of what we think things should feel like or what we think life should be like, we create a cycle of suffering, right? There's a lot of emotional suffering, there's physical suffering, and that all comes from continuing to seek happiness from things that are outside of ourselves, right? These attachments, these things that we know we can't keep forever. Even our life, our breath, right? Nothing. There's nothing guaranteed in life except the promise of what we are experiencing right here and right now. And I think a lot of what this, this session was going to be for is to help you become present and to help all of us remember that it's okay if you're worrying about how you're going to pay your bills, the bill that's due on Tuesday, right? And it's okay to worry about whether you're going to lose your job. And it's okay to worry about, are my kids going to survive this pandemic? Or, you know, is my mom going to come out of the hospital? Or is my family always going to be safe? There's a lot of worry. But if you think about what we're worrying about, right, what the masses are worrying about in this time, am I going to get sick? You're thinking ahead. And you're thinking outside of what's happening right here and right now. And this is all we have. This is literally all we have, is this present moment. This is all that is promised to us because we are here. And even then, this could end at any point. So I don't want to trigger everybody to a downfall and be depressed and we're all going to die and blah, blah, blah. It is more of understanding that we are challenged with making the most of what we can in the here and now. And if that means that you have to laugh, even though you're not at your favorite comedy show, then create laughter in your home. And if that means that you have to, you know, create fun or create love or have experiences out of nothing, then that's what you do, right? You make the best of what you have right here and right now. If you have food in your fridge right now, you are blessed, right? If you have a roof over your head, you are blessed. And even if you didn't, there are people who live on the streets and are happy right here in this moment. They are doing something they love. They're going for a walk. They're not thinking about what it's going to be like later tonight when it gets cold. They are not, you know. It's about being present. And it's not to say that we don't work towards the things that we love and we don't work towards, you know, having the things that we need or the things that we think we need, right, to have the basic necessities met. But it's more about awareness of the here and now and just really, truly trying to make the most of it. Can you imagine being at home and you're worried about this pandemic and you're worried about being sick and you don't want to go outside and you have your two-year-old trying to play with you and they're naturally not worried about what's to come. They're not worried about bills. They're not worried about work. They're not worried about deadlines, right? They just want to play. They're really just trying to play right here, right now. It could be your dog. It could be your cat. Who knows? Maybe it's your brother. Maybe it's your partner. And you sit there festering over, oh my gosh, Monday, I have so much to do on Monday. Or Wednesday, I have to go to the grocery store and there's no guarantee there's going to be water. There's no guarantee there's going to be cheese. Now you're robbing this moment. You are physically robbing the moment of enjoying yourself, of enjoyment and sharing something that there's no guarantees is promised that you're going to have another moment like this tomorrow to be able to play and be silly or to be able to have fun or to be able to spend time or to be able to say, I love you, right? Say, I love you to somebody. Maybe you constantly think people are going to be in your life for a long time, but that's not necessarily true. right? And you always think like your home's always going to be there. My car's always going to be there. Things are always going to be there. But it's when we think like that, that we become unaware of really appreciating the moment, right? We become unaware of really taking the time for ourselves and really taking the time to understand what's happening here and now. And I think one of the biggest things that help, you know, when I have a lot of like fear and anxiety, and it's not to say like, oh, I'm just not going to be fearful. Oh, you know, yeah, I'm just not going to let anxiety bother you, because those are real emotions, right? These are real. Fear and anxiety can knock the biggest guy down, right? You don't need anything. It can paralyze you completely. I've met people who don't go outside, who won't drive. I've seen what anxiety does. I've felt it myself. I've seen, you know, I've become physically ill from being worried or having anxiety of something to come, right? Physically ill from this. So I know firsthand how much it can paralyze us, right? And how it's just not it's not as easy as just saying, well, I'm going to be present now. I'm not going to worry about it, you know, and then all my worries go away. I get it. But what I want to really bring today is just that's a start, right? And I'm just going to take you through some steps of how to be gentle with yourself, okay? In this process, in this time of uncertainty, in this unknowing, in this fear, right? Energy, fear. One of the things I'm going to encourage you to do is to not watch the news before you go to bed. And I'm sure you've read about this, you've heard about this in other places. It is so important that the last experiences you have before you go to sleep are positive, are loving, are inspiring, right? You have to disconnect at some point, and disconnect early on. It's almost like trying to eat a steak before you go to sleep, right? They tell you don't eat big meals before you go to bed because your body can't process it. Well, your mind is the same way. Don't watch things that you know are unsettling to you, are real life unsettling. You know, I'm not going to say there's not something in watching a good horror movie before you go to bed and having a good scare. That's just me. But I'm saying real life unsettling, right? Watching the news, being upset about things that are happening in other countries, and really working yourself up with fear and anxiety and then going to bed, okay? Your mind can't process that properly. Your mind can't process that overnight. So it's so important to disconnect early on and give yourself ground and be present and, you know, have some fun, do something silly, maybe just take a hot bath, whatever it is that you do to get yourself to feel comfortable right before you go to sleep. That's like number one important. Number two, don't beat yourself up, right? Don't blame yourself for being afraid or having anxiety. You're human, right? We're human. We're human beings, and emotions, if you haven't become a master of them, they feel real and they can be overpowering, and they're natural responses to the human condition. So do yourself a favor and not put those harsh self-judgments on yourself, and don't expect to conquer your fear immediately, right? Just remember, it's every breath, it's every hour, it's every day, right? We build on it. It's not going to happen instantly. It's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to be easy. I mean, it may or may not, but for most, it's not, right? Make sure you take time for yourself. I tell this is the number one thing I teach anywhere I am, no matter what workshop, no matter whether I'm online, if I'm in person. I cannot express how important it is for you to take time for yourself. We are constantly being given information. It's on the phone, it's on the laptop, it's through people. There's so much happening, and we're like sponges. We're like human sponges. We absorb everything. So if you're around people who have a lot of fear and have a lot of anxiety, if you're at work and it's constant rush, it's constant, you know, deadlines, you're absorbing this. You're becoming this, literally. And if you don't take time to ground yourself and to be alone and just to have a moment, I'm not saying you got to take 3 hours every day, because I get it. Right now is the craziest time for people. We have parents who are being full-time parents, who are working full-time, who are being full-time partners, who are being full-time children for their parents. I mean, there's so much going on, right? Everybody, some people are just working around the clock. We have the essential workers. There's a lot. But there's no excuse for you not to take time for yourself. And one of the things that I tell people, even if it's when you're in the bathroom, right? Close the door, lock it. If it's just a minute every day, and then try to grow it. Tomorrow, let it be 2 minutes where you literally just walk in and you take a deep breath and you take a deep exhale. And that's it. A nice deep breath and a nice deep exhale. And then come back to life. Come back and do what you need to do and grow on it. Try to give yourself as much time as possible. Whatever you have to do, being alone is one of the most like natural healing processes you can give yourself and your body. And I promise you, people who are sick, people who are emotionally not well, if you're physically not well, if you're not taking time for yourself, I promise you this is going to naturally help you be on your way and reboost your metabolism. It just refreshes you. There's just something about it. You recharge naturally from being with yourself, right? And you're not alone. You're with yourself. And I think that's really the key to a lot. The next thing I would tell you is do something differently, right? Our lives are our routine. Our lives are, we are creatures of habit and pattern, right? We have to take ourselves off autopilot at some point. We could, have you ever, you know, I used to always say, I call it highway hypnosis, right? I would be able to drive to work and not remember how I got there. And I'd be like, oh my God, I just left my house and I got to work and I literally don't remember driving there. Because it's like I was hypnotized. I call it highway hypnosis. You're on autopilot most of the time. So even if it's walking down a different block or taking a new way to work or, you know, just mixing up your routine in the house, right? Break those habits little by little because it helps us to become more mindful and aware of what's around us, right? It may be a little more anxiety breaking your normal routine, but it really does something to support us in some way, right? We break the habits and then you become, oh, I never noticed that flower. Oh, wow, I didn't realize that, you know, the person I, you know, maybe go to work with lives down the block. You know, I never knew that store was there. Whatever it is, it takes us out of that autopilot, which is so important because it allows us to explore and be in our natural state, which is just like creative and, you know, curious and excited and playful. Like, I love finding flowers. I love when I find stuff on the street or on the floor because I went down the wrong way or I purposely drive, you know, different ways to get home because I love to explore. I like to break the habit. I don't want to be doing the same thing every day and it not excite me anymore, you know, and I'm not finding that thrill. Celebrate your small victories, right? Celebrate even the smallest victory in your life. We don't give ourselves enough credit. We are the biggest cheerleaders for the world, right? We're the biggest cheerleaders when it comes to someone else's success. We are like, hoorah, we post it all over Facebook, Instagram, we're so excited, our dog does a new trick, oh my gosh, the world needs to see it. But we don't take the time to celebrate our own small victories. So if your victory today is just, you know, maybe you were scared to leave your house right now, and your victory right now may just be opening a window, right, and breathing that fresh air. Maybe your small victory is putting one toe outside your door. Right? Putting one toe outside your door. Maybe your small victory is walking to the car and not being scared, right? Whatever that small victory is, it could be, I don't know, whatever you're going through, right? What's your small victory? For me, it's walking, right? One of the things I love about being able to work from home is I have more time to walk because I'm not commuting anymore. So the first thing I do when I get up or the first thing I do before I go to bed, I go for walks. That's my small victory. It doesn't sound like a big deal, but for me, it's huge, huge, because I've really stopped being physically active and doing things for myself. So for me, that's my small victory, right? And it may only be 2 blocks. It may only be 5 blocks. It could be 10 sometimes. But no matter what it is, I am celebrating it in my heart and in my mind. I'm like, wow, you know, I really took time for me. I took time for me, and I appreciate that. I'm grateful and I'm thankful that I could do that for myself, right? And the last thing I definitely want to talk to everybody about, accept help, right? I don't know what it is about Western culture or about us in general, but I feel like asking for help is just, it's so hard for people. I think that it's okay to not be okay. And that's something that I really want you to practice telling yourself. It is okay to not be okay. It's okay to have uncertainty. Uncertainty is not your enemy. Anxiety is not your enemy. Fear is not your enemy. That spider that lives downstairs that you don't want to deal with, they're not your enemy, right? It's not your enemy. Ask for help when you need it. Ask for help when you need it. People, this is a great time because everybody wants to do things for each other, right? And everybody's genuinely opening their hearts and opening their minds and just trying to get creative and build a connection. Accept help, right? Accept help. And that doesn't mean you have to listen to advice that doesn't resonate with you. That doesn't mean that, you know, you have to make yourself feel uncomfortable working with somebody you don't like. I'm not talking about that kind of help. I'm saying that when you feel like you're at your edge and you feel like the day has become too much, you may need to tell your employer, you know what, I need some help. I'm really having a hard time handling this. You may need to tell your husband or your wife, you know what, I could really use your help today. I know it seems silly. I know that it feels like I haven't done anything, but I really need your help right here and right now, right? It may be asking your kids to do more, right, than what they do already. Who knows? It might be making a call to a friend and just saying, you know what, I really don't need advice and I don't need you to come up with an answer, but I just really need you to listen to me right now, you know, and that might be the kind of help that you're looking for. I used to remember, I used to always say to people, like, whenever I prayed for something, I would say a prayer and I'd say, you know, I really wish this would happen. And then it never happened the way I thought it would, right? So let's say I needed money. And I was like, oh, man, please, God, let me have this job, right? Universe, please bring me this dream job. It's going to help me pay my bills. It's going to be so wonderful. And I wouldn't get the job. But then my mom would say, you know what? I can lend you this or I can give you some money. And I'm like, I don't want to take money from her. I don't want to take money from friends. I don't want their help in that way. And I'd laugh, right? Because I asked the universe for help, right? And I asked my God self for help. And they sent me a boat and I pushed it back. And I said, no, I don't like that boat. I'm not looking to survive in that way. It has to be in my way. And I think we do that a lot, right? And maybe it's just me. But I think asking for help is just such a great way to help yourself, right? To admit that we're not here to do it all alone, right? We are a part of a bigger connection. And it may not just be family, right? It's family, it's friends, it's everybody. We're part of a greater network. And it's okay to not be okay, right? We always want to look like we have it all together. We always want to seem like things are fine, right? We got this. But it's okay to ask for help. So I am going to take a moment and look at, I've been a terrible radio host and I have not been looking at the airlines and seeing what's really happening here. But, and I'm sorry that if anybody did call in and I didn't get to you, I kind of got wrapped up in my spiel. But I hope you enjoyed this today. And I was hoping to do a small meditation before we ended, but it doesn't look like I'm going to have enough time to. But I do encourage you to just breathe and to remember that in uncertain times, it's okay to not know and it's okay to not be okay. Our only role here is to make the best of what we have here and now, okay, in this moment. If your tummies aren't hungry and you're not cold, there's happiness there, right? That's reason to jump for joy and to be grateful and to say thank you. There are small triumphs in your world. I know one of the examples used to be, you know, just having running water, right? Being able to use a bathroom and flush your waste. And there's little things that you can always, there's always something to say thank you to. They used to say kings and queens never even had that kind of a luxury. And look at us, right? We do. Most of us do. So be grateful for that. And just be present. Be in the moment and just recognize that we don't have control, right? We don't have control and that's okay. We're not meant to control everything outside of ourselves.
And if we attach our happiness to anything that's beyond what's within us, we're giving up our power. We're giving up our power to be at peace in this moment, and we're giving up our power to really experience true joy, right? Because anything outside of ourselves is out of our control. You're literally handing your power over and your happiness over to things or to someone. And that's not really what nature teaches us to do, right? Squirrels are not worried about, you know, tomorrow. Nothing in nature frets over time. Nobody rushes. They're always present, right? Deers are always present. Everybody's always present. They don't even grieve, right? Animals grieve, but they don't hold on to grief the way we do, right? They don't hold on to pictures, and they don't hold on to everything and everyone and try to keep it for as long as forever. They're just a part of that moment, right? They're a part of what's happening here and now, and they make the most of their day. If it's raining, birds still sing, right? And that's what I encourage you to do during these times of uncertainty. Find humor, right? Humor heals all, even in the worst times. I was that person who cracks a joke and could just make everybody laugh and just make light of things, because what else can you do, right? There's just some times where you can't fix everything. So you have to let go. You have to let go and just be okay that things are not okay. And be confident in who you are and knowing that you're able to accomplish so much, right? Your personal resume of things that you've been through outweighs anything that's happening right now, here and now. You know, things that you thought you couldn't handle before, you've championed, and this is no different. Whatever you're experiencing in your life right now is absolutely no different. So remember who you are, and remember to make the most of here and now. Again, my name is Will Story Rivera. If you want to hear more, you could go to livebelieveinspired.com. I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast, and I promise that as long as it's within my power, I will be bringing you more goodies and talking more wisdom to you. But I hope that everybody enjoys your Saturday, and I hope that you are at peace and that you feel confident in who you are, you know, and just enjoy life, enjoy being here, and enjoy being right here, right now, because that's all that we really have. Okay, have a great evening. Namaste.